Join us for the Sharks NHL Draft Party on June 28th at 3 p.m. Witness the Sharks select number one overall for the first time in franchise history and celebrate the team's future with fellow Sharks fans. Don't miss out on experiencing this historic event with an electrifying atmosphere at SAP Center by securing your tickets today at sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal. That's sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
William Eklund has played in the last three National Hockey League seasons for the Sharks, but the 23-24 campaign was his first full year in a San Jose NHL uniform. Over 80 games played, Williams scored 16 goals and added 29 assists for a very respectable 45 points, winding up a solid second on the Sharks' scoring list. Five of his goals were game winners, including two in overtime. One of those came on December the 5th on the road in dramatic fashion against the New York Islanders.
Oh no, in front of the net, off the skate of Eklund, but the Sharks gobble it up. Down to 9 seconds left in overtime, and here comes Granlund, moving in, dropping it back. Eklund, the shot, he scores! He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback with 4.3 seconds left in overtime. The Sharks win it 5-4.
Williams' other overtime goal came late in the season on April the 6th at home against the St. Louis Blues.
Behind the net, Eklund. He races away. A minute nine left in overtime. Eklund's got some room. He's down the left wing side, 2-on-1. Moving in, shooting it, score! The hat trick for William Eklund. And the first NHL win for Devin Cooley. Pandemonium at SAP Center at San Jose as the Sharks win by the score of 3-2.
Eklund really ramped things up, scoring 9 of his 16 goals in the second half of the season. Overall, it was a year where he saw progress in his game.
You know, in the end, I think it was a good season for me. My first season here in NHL, and, you know, I was just trying to get better every day, and I think I had some ups and downs during the season, and I learned a lot from the ups and downs, and in the end, I came out as a better player.
To what does Eklund credit his offensive uptick later in the year, and how can he continue that next season?
Keep that production if I could, you know, and I want to be that kind of player, and I want to, you know, play with the puck and have the puck a lot. And, you know, I feel like it went better because I simplified my game a little bit, and, you know, obviously get a good help from Sets and Granny. So, you know, I'm just going to go into next season and try to play like that.
Without a doubt, developing at the NHL level is a difficult process, and for Eklund, it was pretty tough to deal with the pain of a 19-win season that the club had to endure.
Yeah, it was tough for sure. You know, I'm going into this season, I wanted to make as many games as possible, and I think we all do. But you know, we gotta, as I said, we gotta buy in everybody, and you know, next season come back even stronger, even better, and fix those things we had to be fixed.
Playing both center and wing, primarily due to the injuries that the Sharks suffered in the middle, William rose to the occasion. He found the center position to be a daunting challenge, and he talked about what was needed for him to develop into a top center iceman.
We got to be good at both sides of the puck. You know, it's so many good players you play every night, and you better have to be good at both ends.
Does Eklund prefer center or wing?
Not really. Yeah, you know, it's like I said, whatever the coach puts me, it's going to be a thing that I do. You just go out and play.
But does William see himself as a center or a wing? Does it matter where he plays?
Yeah, I feel so. You know, I can be both, I think. I think it's a good thing, too, that you can be both. So I'm going to work on that, too, and we're going to be better at that stuff, at center, and, you know, wherever the coach puts me.
Eklund found it really enjoyable to develop some synergy with his line mates, Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. According to the youngster, Granlund's role in helping both him and Zetterlund to become a better professional cannot be underestimated.
Yeah, he's huge, you know, coming in, seeing how he works every day and what he does to get better. I think that's a huge thing for everybody in this group, and we gotta look at guys like him and Connie and those guys and see. They bring leadership every day, and you know, they always work.
The other part of this story is the ability of William Eklund to grow along with Fabian Zetterlund, and the two have become fast friends on and off the ice.
It is, for sure. You know, we become really good friends this year, and you know, we both want to win really bad and want to get better. So I think it's a good thing. We always compete.
Eklund's summer plans were not definite when we talked to him, but he did say that he had a general idea of how it will go.
Yeah, going to Sweden, see my brother, see my family, see my friends. You know, take it from there. You know, get figured out with stuff that been bugging me during the season, and yeah, I'll be better.
Many players like to totally disconnect from the game for a while. Eklund seems to be one of those players, and he gave us a little clue as to how he might disconnect.
Well, 1.5 week, maybe 2 weeks. Not going on the ice for that. You know, see my family, see my friends. You know, take it from there. Just going to disconnect hockey for a little while.
With training resuming, does William plan on adding a little muscle to his frame?
Yeah, I will. Not too much. I want to be still slipper out there. So, you know, I need to do both.
What else does he need to do this summer?
Yeah, you know, gain some a little bit of weight. Be stronger, be all that stuff, and work on my craft and come back even better.
Where can Eklund contribute best to a winning culture?
You know, coming to camp next year with an attitude to compete every day. You know, like we all hate to lose. You know, we don't want to lose anymore, and we want to, you know, have a more competitive group. And you know, everybody got to buy in next year and go for camp. It's gonna be hard.
How challenging does William see the upcoming training camp?
Next year's camp is going to be a battle. You know, everybody's going to go in there and, you know, think about what we can do way better this year, from this year. And coming for camp ready to go, everybody needs to buy in. Everybody needs to, you know, we can't accept losing. We can't do that. And, you know, if we're going to be better as a team and as an organization, I feel like, you know, we gotta have more competitiveness.
For the Sharks Audio Network, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.